Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You can't make anybody respect you. You can yell, you can scream, and demand. You cannot make somebody, well, they have to respect me. They never have to respect you. Not true. You can't make somebody respect you or honor you. Sometimes criminals say, well, I'll pull out my .45 and we'll see. You'll show me some respect. That's not respect. Maybe fear. That's not respect. And so people are wrong in that way. Don't demand respect. Demonstrate respect. Everybody say that out loud. Don't demand respect.
Don't demand respect.
Demonstrate respect.
Demonstrate respect.
And then also, when people, so many when thinking about giving respect, they ask themselves the question, well, yeah, but have they earned my respect? You know, have they merited my respect? And so they're judging and got all this criteria that these people have to do this, this, and this, and that to see if they have earned. And so everybody's on trial in their mind to see if they're worthy enough for me to show them some respect. That's not right. That's not godly. That's not the Bible. The Bible tells you certain people, you owe them respect. Now, you say, well, I just don't feel like I do. Well, that's got nothing to do with it. If you owe taxes, you can't write the IRS and say, you know, I just don't feel like I owe this. You got a bill, you can't say, well, I just don't feel like I owe this bill. Well, you either owe it or you don't. Got nothing to do with how you feel. So what did the Bible say? Pay the respect. If you owe someone respect, respect that person. If you owe someone honor, honor that person. So we are believing God for revelation and light, to learn how to do this and to do what the Bible told us to do. It's an integral part of the next part of God's plan for us. Do we want more of His presence? Do we want more opportunity and resources to be used of Him? And that's Him honoring us. His honoring us is directly connected to what? Us honoring Him. Come on, do you have a heart? Are you hungry? Do you want to honor Him more than you ever have in your life? The Bible said you bought with a price. So glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Do you want every part of your life to glorify God? You, your life, your kids, your family, your stuff, your business. Do you want God to be glorified? Wouldn't it please you for people to look at you and your life and your family and your kids and your house and your stuff and just go, glory to God. Glory to God. They don't just see you, but they realize God had to do something for them. I know them. They're not that smart. God had to do it. I know where they come from. They don't know anybody. God had to do something there. That's why the weak things and the foolish things God shows up so good in, because people are looking at Him going, that's got to be God. And we do want Him to get the glory. And that's how it ought to be. Well, go with me over to Proverbs. Before I go there, go to Proverbs 18 and we'll get there eventually, I think. But I need to talk to you just a little bit. The last couple of days, it's come up on my heart that maybe not everybody is receiving this teaching. And my response is like, huh? What? Because, you know that not everybody is going to like you and think you're wonderful, and not everybody's going to receive, especially when you're reaching, you know, thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions. In all that bunch, there's going to be some people that go, oh, you know, I just don't like him. And I don't like that, I don't like the other. But I choose not to think about that. I just preach like everybody's going to love it and just everybody be happy. And but I'm primarily concerned about you, this church family, and those joined. I know those watching by internet and partners that are joined and have hooked and have been hooked for some time. We ask the Lord to teach us about honor and respect. And He has heard our prayer and He's answering this prayer. It's happening. But just because He shows us and tells us does not mean we'll automatically do it or that we have to do it. And we're getting into some things here where we must, if we're doers of the Word, we'll have to make some changes. I said, we'll have to make some changes. You know, we spent weeks around here on being a doer of the Word. And it's going to require changes in how you think and how you talk, how you interact with people, how you teach your kids, how you interact with them, what you let them get by with, what you don't let them get by with, how you act on the job and with other people. If we put this Word into practice, we're going to have to change.
That's right.
And sometimes people just, they're not willing to. And some folks, you know, they think, well, I just don't go for all that formality. And we just like to be free and informal. And we say a lot of stuff, but we don't mean it. And you know, that's the way I grew up. And that's just the way we are. And if you do that, you'll ignore the Word of God.
That's right. Yeah.
And what's happening is the Lord told us He's growing us up. Growing us up quickly. And He's been putting into us for years now. And we ought to be able to take something besides just milk.
That's right.
We ought to be able to take some things that are more substantive and that you have to chew.
Yes.
And it's going to require some substantial change. And we're there. And what as we see some of these things, it's going to require us to change and make a greater commitment. Everybody say greater commitment. Now, this is the way the whole walk with God is. And I've been walking with the Lord, been in the ministry long enough now to see this. I've seen it numerous times where that God had blessed people and they're doing good. And now He's showing them more and asking more of them. And it's required for them to step up and go on. It requires a greater level of commitment. And a lot of people just simply are not willing to do that. They are not willing to make a greater level of commitment. And it's sad, but if you're not, you'll get left behind. And so if people get annoyed with some of this and they don't like it and they don't want to hear it, well, if you're in a group that makes that commitment and they're making changes that you're not willing to make, you won't stay with them long. You'll get annoyed with them. You'll get irritated with them. And so what you'll do is you'll leave and go find you a church of less commitment. That doesn't expect much out of you. That's one reason why there are so many different scattered churches. There ought to be a lot of churches, but some of them used to be the same church. And some things came up, and so they split apart and went down the road and started the second church of less commitment. Now, we're laughing, but is this true or not? It is absolutely the truth. That's why people get mad at certain teachings and at certain preachers and at certain situations, because God, they're mad at the people because they don't want to admit it's not them, it's God requiring more of them and showing them things. Well, they don't want to admit that it's God, so they just want to get mad at the people and have strife and separate off. But don't do it. Don't just look at me. See if I'm reading scriptures or not. See if this is the Word or not. And if it is, and if it, you know, don't see my face, close your eyes and see if it's God or not. And if it's Him and it's requiring you to change, what's it time to do? Help me out. What's it time? Change. Make the change. He's not trying to hurt you. He's not trying to take the fun out of your life. He's endeavoring to get you up to a higher place than you ever thought you could be. A more blessed place. He wants to honor you. But before that can happen, you got to learn how to honor Him. And certainly we don't think we have arrived knowing how to honor Him. Then if we haven't, then we need to change. To get from where we are to a greater place, we need to make some changes. Are you willing?
Yes.
Are you willing? Okay. All right. This will include things with your children. You know, you want there to come a great calm over most congregations. You start talking about kids and money. But, you know, don't be proud and assume, well, I know how to raise my kids. Why do you know how? Who taught you how? God's got more kids than anybody. Take what he said. Forget so-and-so's book and look in this book. And let's do it this way. There's some things that need to change, and it's different from the world. And people will wonder, well, why are you doing that? That's not necessary, and yet it is necessary. Just because they don't understand it doesn't mean you govern your life by their ignorance. God's endeavoring to bring us up. Are you willing to let him bring you up? Are you willing to make some changes, make some adjustments? If you are, God will bring us to a whole nother place. A whole nother place. I'm telling you, a key to greater revelation, greater power, greater moves and manifestations of the Spirit, it's right here. What are we talking about? It's right here. God could move in this place in one service, would shake the whole community. Shake the whole area. Couldn't he? Easy for him. And wouldn't that be an honor to us that he would come in and say and do these kind of things? Do you know who he gives precious things to? Those who value them. And honor is valuing, esteeming that it's very precious, very important. And the problem is, well, just turn with me to a verse and this will explain it better. John 5. Now the thing that you'll keep coming across is that people like to imagine that they're very respectful of God, and yet they're rude with people. And this cannot be. This is not so. People like to imagine, oh, I'm so reverent of God. I'm so honoring of God. But then they're very disrespectful of people round about them. That cannot be. Your respect for people reveals your respect for God. It's just a fact. John 5. I believe it's 23. John 5, 23. That all men, he said, should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which has sent him. We look at Jesus as the Son of God and as our Savior and Redeemer, head of the church, and he is, but at that point, these people he's talking to, they see him as a man, right? And so they're saying, well, we honor God, but not you. We honor Moses, but not you. They despised Jesus and didn't realize that in so doing, they were despising God. Can you see the principle? If you don't respect the one God sent, you don't respect him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me